makes me sick. You know what makes me want to quit my job and open an 8-track tape outlet? The other day, New York Times ran a survey which claimed the average American lies 13 times each week. And that average triples every election year. But that goes without saying. That's fitting the Times wrote about lying, since that rag's credibility is somewhere between used car salesman and Zsa Zsa Gabor's birth certificate. 13 lies a week seemed like a very low estimate to me. Hell, down to Dewdrop, it's more like 13 lies per drink, especially at closing time when desperation sets in. Shoot, I run through 5 of them a week, just explaining why I was late for work, and then 5 more explaining why I was late getting home from work. That's 10 right there, and that ain't even the weekend when I really come up with some whoppers. The poll said that men lie more than women. I lost count of how many dames lied to me about their age, phone numbers, or sexual preference. Some lies shouldn't count, neither. Like telling your old lady how good her pie a la commode is. Or registering under a phony name at the Hubba Dubba Motor Lodge. What do they need my real name for in hell? It ain't like they compiling a Christmas card list. Wake up, America! Remember when your ma said your nose would grow if you told the fib? Carl Malden must have told some doozy, huh? Barbara Streisand, all them. I'm Earl Pitts, American Pizza.